All right, you guys ready to get this started?
Let's go.
All right, next level mindset, baby. Coming at you, ready to do another one. So perk your ears up and ready to get another nugget. Here we go. All right, now for our motivational moment. So I was thinking, we're doing a podcast with Chad, and I talk about all the time, 1% better every day. 1% better every day. 3.5 months from now, you'll be twice the person you are today. And Chad put into a point that I loved even more. Like, and I even asked my son the same question. Can you give 1% more to your weakness every single day? And he's like, well, yeah, that's not hard. And I broke it down. It's 14 minutes and 40 seconds. You think about it. We talk about things, and I'm going to bring it down to an athletic level. Then I'm going to bring it into a professional level. You think about it at an athletic level, we do not focus on our weakness ever. It's very challenging. We don't like doing it. But then you see someone like Kobe Bryant that knew if I could dribble to my left, I could start beating people. And he started dribbling to his left all the time. 14 minutes and 40 seconds on your weakness, how much better will you become, right? So when you're in your off season, when you're worried about trying to perfect your game, you need to assess yourself. Go into that mental software, the mental software that's going on in your head, and go back in there and think about all the moments that you have where you could have done better. If it's shooting, if it's kicking, whatever sport, I don't care what it is, work on that. 14 minutes and 40 seconds a day, it makes it more powerful. Now let's bring it to the adult level. We bring it to a professional level. When we sit there and we talk about the things and we're doing a job because we like to clock in and clock out, we need a paycheck, but we don't want to do the things we want to do, we sit there and we use the excuse, I don't got time to go back to school. I don't have time to go work out. I don't have all this, yada, yada, yada. 14 minutes and 40 seconds. I guarantee you, these smartphones that we got now have more power than the computer I had back when I was a kid. So we can find things. We can Google things left and right. We can be able to make ourselves better. In addition to that, they've got online schools. Heck, many of us gave excuses while we were quarantined, right? Oh, I don't got time for that. But man, we put a lot of stock into Netflix.
Right?
we put a lot of stock into Netflix. So I'm just telling you, like, take that 14 minutes, 40 seconds. I challenge, no matter how rough it is, we sit there and play on video games on our phone how many times? We're flipping through social media how many times? 1% more each day. I don't care if it's in one chunk. I don't care if it's 5 minutes at a time. It doesn't matter to me. If you work an 8-hour shift, you get 2 15s and a 30. Find 5 minutes in each one. It doesn't matter. You know, so that's what I'm going to say. And that's the motivational moment for this day. So, all right. Next one here. So, we got Tony Scott in the building. Okay.
Right.
Hey, so I just met Tony. I've heard about Tony's been like a word in my, like, oh yeah, Tony saw me at Raw. He's my other coach and so forth. Damon trains with him for soccer and he's been doing it for the past couple of years. At Raw Fitness.
He loves it.
Henderson, right?
At Raw Fitness, right. Henderson.
Where is it?
Yeah, Warm Springs and 95.
That's where it's at. Right. It's right there in that back warehouse, yep. Right? So, It's kind of unique. I love that kind of workout. You know, that's what we do. Yeah. It's that kind of stuff. But Tony's a personal trainer there.
Yes, I am.
So fitness trainer. Yep. So let's jump into that. Okay. So we'll jump into that here. So how long have you been a personal trainer?
Personal trainer for almost 6 years now. And I started at Raw. That's where I started. My very first boot camps there, doing that HIIT style workout. And I've grown tremendously in that time, just not only from the physical side of working with people on their movements, but obviously that comes with it, you know, that's part of the job. But obviously on top of that is mindset. A big thing, and I know you're huge.
Hands
just
down.
Reading up on you on
hands
it.
Down.
I was doing my research on the way in. But mindset is the biggest adversity I really see with people coming in. They've been defeated before they even walk in the door, and that's the reason a lot of them walk in the door, is they want someone that they can trust, that they feel has got their back and wants the best for them. And that's the thing that Justin, with creating Raw Fitness, really has created, and that's why I've stayed so long, is it's not just any other place. It's the trainers are literally hired for the reason that they know you're going to encourage and you're going to support and you're going to give that hug. Well, not right now, 6 feet distance. But when that isn't there, you're going to give that hug to these clients when they need it, you know, because a lot of them that come in there for that pep hour. Like, we really saw that in this quarantine, that so many of them have missed that culture we've created in there of everybody's in here to help everybody else. And we all, there's no, there's, I've seen it happen. When I was there the first year, Justin, you know, went in, one of our clients just came in, had a negative attitude, you know, and that's that happens.
It's very
common. We try to coach them. Yes, we try to coach them. And this guy just wasn't getting it. It wasn't getting it. And I remember Justin saying this, that, hey, if that can't be coached out and that's just not happening, we don't want that being brought into our gym, because our gym is a safe place. That's what it is. 100% safe place, number one rule. So over time, it just happened. And he said he would let these people know and just let them know they're not a culture fit. But I was like, yeah, we'll see if that really happens. Because I'm thinking dollars. You know, it is what it is. He's paying a membership. He's doing his thing.
Right.
And I watched him do it. You know, he, in the most polite and nice way, just said, look, hey, as of right now, you're not a culture fit. You know, I mean, I would love for you to come back someday, but you got to understand why that's important. He just tend to be negative. He said some negative comments to other people. He tend to, you know. And I just thought, like, that was... The fact that he would do that and throw, and not, he's not going for the dollars. He's just like, hey, I need to make sure that when you walk in these doors, you got an open mind, you got an open heart, and you're willing to just do your best. Your best is different than his best, and it's different than his best.
That's awesome.
Don't critique the guy next to you. Don't compare yourself to the girl next to you. Just do your best and come in here with an open heart, and you'll do amazing. And I just thought it was the best thing ever, man. I've stuck with him ever since, man.
Well, no, it's scary. Yeah. Like, it's even scary to walk into the gym doors for
it's
some.
Very scary.
I was in the scene a little bit. It's been a while, but I know that there's people that are scared to walk into a gym just because they know that they think they're gonna be judged because they think they're overweight or they can't do something.
I don't know, like, how many times I hear that.
Right? And it's the scariest thing,
enough.
But little do people understand, there's people like, hey, come in, it's a family.
Yeah,
right?
That's what it is.
It's a family, and it just feels good when you get going and you do those things. And then when you have that kind of negative mindset in there, that crushes everything that walks in.
Well, I mean, it's like Chick-fil-A. I mean, I hate comparing the two together. Worked out in Chick-fil-A, but it is. I mean,
well,
it's
depends on what you order on the Chick-fil-A.
It's the culture.
It's the culture.
Chicken sandwich is pretty good.
If they weren't getting you your food as quick as they did, and with a smile on their face, as polite as they do, and they're closed on Sunday because of their values, that's what it is. People have told them they're crazy for missing out on millions and billions of dollars over the years because of Sunday, but it's who they are.
Yeah.
They don't care because the culture is what brings back the people that they want to affect anyway.
I love it.
So you're a personal trainer that does group fitness, and I want to talk about that because that's like, I left when that started to evolve. So that was probably about 6 years ago, right?
Because I was talking to Damon about you.
So I remember that people wouldn't do one-on-one training because, it's $60 an hour. I mean, that's on the cheap end.
Yeah.
If you wanted that, and then if you missed it, it is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
But the beauty of group fitness, when it was created, it became cheaper.
Yes.
Right?
Exactly.
But I felt it stuck more, and that's where Predator Condition, that's where I ended up doing, because everyone just wants, because the bond, right?
Yeah.
So to
it
me,
really is. They
like,
teams.
It, right?
Classes
it's like,
are teams. It's
and
crazy.
You're like, and you get more attendance because they're like, oh, I can't let Tony down.
Yeah.
Like, I got to get there. Everyone knows I'm supposed to be there, right?
Mm-hmm.
So let me ask you, going into that, what, like, let's say I'm brand new and Tony, I don't want to work out with anyone because I'm embarrassed. You tell me some good, success stories, if you will.
First thing, I'll pull them to the side when we start, and off to the side of class. You know, we got that. We always have that. We always leave a 10-minute window between classes because, especially when we have people coming in new, they're usually early. You know, they're sitting out there in the lobby, kind of uncomfortable.
You can see
a mile away. You know. And so the first thing, it's set up through Justin that way, that the admin in the front, first thing, comes right in and introduces anybody who's new to me. And I pull the mic off, of course, over on the side, just me and them. And we talk for a little bit, just get a rap, and I get a little bit of rapport with them. And then the first thing I tell them is I go, just so you know, number one rule here is about inclusion. Number one rule. I go, you never have to sweat that. You will never feel intimidated here. You will never hear negative words here. I go, this is the positive place. Believe me, 100%. And I'm giving a little story about what just, you know, what happens. And I just go, that's what we strive on. That's how we built such a great place to work out in this city. I go, so that's first. Second, I go, whatever you're harboring right now, whatever negative thoughts and stuff like that, this is your chance to work it out. This is your 1 hour of you time. I go, I know you're thinking about work. You're thinking about your kids. You're thinking about your family. You're thinking about your job. Whatever you may have let yourself down, you know, in quotation marks, whatever you're thinking, I go, it's always in the back of your mind. That's how we all are. I go, but in this, when you come in for this hour, I'm challenging you to let that go for a second and just pay attention. Follow me. Follow the people around you. And then the other thing, too, is I'll grab two or three of the vets. We call them vets, the ones who have been there. And I'll pull them over and I'll go, Tracy, you know, so-and-so, Kayla, and I'll introduce them to the person. And I'll say, I want you to hang with them today. You hang with them. They're going to show you how we rotate. They're going to show you how we move. I go, That's second thing. Third thing, I go, we call it the no superheroes rule. I love this rule, okay? And it's mandatory for the first week when you start our gym. It's called no superheroes. So when you start, I go, just keep in mind, you have to follow this rule. I go, I don't care how awesome you are, how in shape you are, whatever you think you are. It's called the no superheroes rule. That is this. If you at any time start feeling a little lightheaded, if you any time start feeling uncomfortable, if you're feeling something in your knee or your ankle or your elbow that just isn't right, you take it easy. Stop. I go, I will give you zero crap for that. I go, you know my job is to motivate and push. I go, but this first week, I'm just here to support you and get you moving again. I don't care how fast or how slow, slow motion or fast. I go, but if you're feeling in any way uncomfortable, you stop. And then give me that finger. I go, I'm married. I know the finger. You know where you put that finger up and you kind of look at it and just go, it ain't happening right now. I'm married, you know? So I understand the finger. So I go, just not the finger, not the big finger. So you guys can't see me at home, but the number one finger, like, hold up, hold up.
Not the one finger.
Not the bad finger, the other finger.
I'm sure they give you the other finger.
I know. But you know what? Then I know I'm doing my job.
That's for the vets. That's for the vets.
That's when the vets give me, yeah. I go, thank you. That means I just killed you. Good job. You know? But anyway, yes, so I make them feel comfortable right away. That's the main thing. And I put them with three or four of the vets in the class that are going to make them feel comfortable too, because that's what we're all about. When you're in this kind of environment and you're out of your comfort zone, number one, you gotta get to comfort level as quick as possible. Otherwise, you're not going to come back. That's the other reason we have the no superheroes rule. We've had these people, and we used to go 100% on that first day. They'd be so sore and dead after that first day, they wouldn't come back. Or they'd come back like the next week sometime. We don't want that. We want that tomorrow. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So that's the main thing. Comfort, teamwork, you will never be made fun of. Whatever apprehensions you're sitting on right now, we're here to work that out. And we're going to make you a better person over time. Just keep showing up and keep putting time into this team, because this class is your team. And that's how we kind of
that's awesome.
Yeah.
Now, and the beauty of this too is, like, you know, what's intimidating to walk into a gym, right, is all the machines. And they evolve over time.
Yeah.
You know, I love watching Rocky because I don't mind lifting up cinder blocks.
And yeah, amen, that is, right? Amen, sandbags.
But, one thing about Raw Fitness is it's built off of a HIIT format or a boot camp format, which involves a lot of body weight, some minor weights, but over time, right? Repetition.
Exactly.
So builds tone. Right, it builds tone. So one thing that Jay talked, and maybe you can talk about just a typical workout plan, but Damon talks about is, he goes, Dad, I beat everybody around the gym. It's a fifth of a mile. We ran through the alley. It's like, okay, good. Yeah. Okay, I'm liking this place.
49 or 51.
Yeah,
he
clarified that with me. He was getting me. He said, I beat everybody.
Of course he did. Well, I was talking crap to him before he started. I go, Damon, you better win this thing. Let's go.
So tell us a typical workout.
So typical workout. Like, I could just tell you kind of what we're doing with the soccer teams right now. Obviously, it's not a typical, in quotation marks, workout because we have quarantine.
Right.
So right now, it's a little bit different. We have the 6 feet distancing. We have the sanitation guidelines, all that. But right now what I'm doing with the soccer teams, I have the Green Valley soccer teams, both the men's and the women's. But what we're doing with them is we have, HIIT style workouts. So we have Tabata style workouts where you're going 20 seconds on, 10 second rest, 20 seconds on, 10 second rest. We'll do that for, maybe 8 exercises down the board. And I love it. I love that 20-10 setup because everybody's like, 20 seconds, that's all I got to do.
Right, that's
seconds.
It. Yeah. That's
but
it.
I'm like, they forget.
Go ahead.
10 seconds. Yeah. They forget that because by seventh round, that 10 second rest is slow. Their heart rate is up now because they're not getting any rest.
Right.
And they're like, oh, it's hilarious. I love it. But yeah, they come in and we hit them through those. We'll have, unfortunately, our typical style workout is we rotate around the gym to different stations.
Yeah.
So we'll have one station with bags where you're doing bag slaps or bag sit-ups, and you just have to stand up and bust out 3 burpees and then back to 10 more bag sit-ups, 3 burpees. We'll do this kind of thing. And then 60 seconds on, then we'll give them a little rest, and we'll go switch to your other exercise. And maybe their other exercise is renegade row, push-up, weighted renegade row. So you're in a push-up position, row, push-up, row, push-up. And it's so great to see these people who are in great shape, typically. And they go hard for that first 25, 30 seconds. And then I look for this look. I love this look over the years. I've loved is that when it all hits them, when they're like, I don't know if I can do this right now. 30 seconds. You know what I'm saying? Like, and it just kind of hits them. But yeah, that's our typical thing. It's that HIIT style, like you said, high intensity interval trainings. But then even once in a while, I like to slow it down and go with some heavier weights, challenge them. So we'll start out with, I'll go, this first round is only 30 seconds. So grab your heavier weights. We're doing just shoulder presses. and they'll hit it, and then I'll give them like a 10-second rest. I'll go, now go to the next weight down. I'll have them have three stacks in front of them. Next weight down, we're going 45 seconds. Just press, 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 and then I'll end them on that last one with a minute of the lightweight. And they're like, oh, it's only 10 pounds, so, you know, whatever.
Yeah,
and they're 20 seconds in, and their arms are on fire. Yeah. And then I just give them that motivation. I love it, because you get pure concentration, because they're wiped already. And they're just all just kind of looking at you like, oh, my gosh. And I'm like, don't you dare put those arms down. Like, this is the difference between being stronger and quitting. I go, you guys aren't quitters. Do your best. I go, unless your arm is going to fall off, don't put those weights down. And you and it's great to just see them challenging themselves and gaining that confidence, because when they do get through it, they're a whole different person.
It's a high.
It really is.
It feels great.
High. Exactly.
Yeah, it
exactly.
is. There's a sense of accomplishment.
So, yeah, hit style. And then I like to, at soccer teams especially, I like to run them. You know, you got to run them outside.
You have to.
And these guys can handle it. But we have 78-year-old members at Raw, 78 years old.
Wow.
Some of these women are, I haven't met a man that old yet, but I've met women, two of them now, that are in their mid-70s to late-70s. And you should see, you know, they're amazing. Like, and that's what I'm trying to say is, like, we try to work these workouts from anywhere from an 18-year-old at Raw, you know, all the way up to 78-year-olds. And we have all the modifications. You can modify everything down and up.
Yeah.
You know this. And so everybody comes in and goes, well, I just might be too old. You're never too old to try to make yourself better and to try to get yourself in better
Absolutely.
Shape. We teach you the basics. We teach you how to move. So, I love it. That's the style workout. And then obviously, once you get your weight where you want it and you're down, then we move you into, we have an advanced program, which is more of the weightlifting style programs that you would see in an LVAC with a trainer there,
right,
where we actually get you into bench press, learning the differences, barbell, dumbbell presses, going into the pull-ups, assisted pull-ups,
okay,
all the different things.
Cool.
Leg extensions, we have a leg extension machines, we have a leg curl machines,
Good.
We have all that on another side of the gym.
And teaches basically form.
And that's the strength program.
Oh, okay,
That's the next step.
Gotcha.
Once we see you can handle boot camp, like, it's almost like we have to give the okay. Like, I'm like, yeah, John can move over there. John, you're ready. You ready for this? Then we can move John over. But until then, I got to make sure all their basics are right, their lunge forms are right, their squats are right, all that stuff, so they're ready for that
yes.
program.
Yes,
yeah.
That's so, cool, man. So now you've created, so I'd like to hear from the beginning, you created the kids program.
Yeah,
so
basically,
all
yeah.
the way, tell us all
yeah,
about it,
man. Yeah,
man,
that's my ultimate passion. That's
yeah.
where I've been since I started. I was telling you before, started almost 6 years ago. And right when I started, I was into about 6 months. I was getting the hang of how he wanted things done and everything. And I said, hey, have you ever thought about doing a kids program? All these kids are watching their parents work out in this
right.
little kid pit we have. And I go, and they're all trying to do the exercises. I go, would you mind if I did something a little bit like created a class? And in the beginning, he was just kind of like, ah, that's, you know, I'm a business
not
owner.
Yet.
I've
You're
only got two,
right.
three locations. I'm growing.
Right.
I got other things to think about. I'm not interested in that. But Justin loves kids and all that, but it wasn't his thing.
Right.
And he let me start out the soccer programs about 4 years ago, working with a coach from Green Valley. And that was such a huge success over the last 4 years that I kind of went to him about 9 months ago now. And I went, hey, I've shown you that this can be really successful with the teams and their kids. I go, technically, they're kids. They're teens. 12-year-olds, 13-year-olds, up to 18-year-olds with these soccer teams. And I said, can I do this with kids? And he goes, well, what are you thinking, kids? And I go, I'm thinking 7 to 12 for a youth class. And then 13 to 18 for a teen class. I'd have different classes, youth and teen. And he goes, you think you can do that? You know, and he kind of laughed. And I was like, I would love to do it. I got four kids myself. I've been working with kids my entire life. My first job as a 14-year-old was working with kids. And in camps, I was referees for basketball camps.
Oh, sweet. Cool.
Yeah, so I was constantly working. Kids, youth counselor at the MGM before I became a valet there. Worked with kids, took them out in the theme park, you know, motivated them. They'd come in, I got to know them by name, we'd see them so often.
Sweet.
But I've always worked with Reno, that was my job, the Safe Key program up there after school with all the kids there. I did that for the 2 years I was up there. So it just, I've always worked with kids, love kids. So anyway, he was like, if you want, he goes, I'll give you a trial period, show me 6 weeks what you can do. So of course, I went back to the gym, I hit up all my, I call them my OGs, my people who've been around with me for the last 5 years, all of them, hit them all up. The ones I knew had kids. I go, look, I want to start a kids program. I want to show Justin this is going to be awesome. What do you got? Let's get your kids in. Let's get your kids on. I'll give you a super cheap price. I just want to get in and show them. And that first program, like I said, we almost got 60 kids just overnight. Boom, 60 kids. So I literally started out with this schedule. I'm thinking I'm going to get maybe one Saturday class. And of course, I can only squeeze them in the times when Justin's not using the gym.
Right.
Which he has all the prime hours, which makes sense, 100%. But weekends, he wasn't doing anything on Sundays, and then afternoons on Saturdays, nothing. So I went, well, let's make a couple Saturday classes and a couple Sunday classes. So overnight, when I saw those numbers, I went, oh, my gosh. So I had to add I had to add a third class on Sunday because the youth programs I'm trying to keep to 16 and less, 16
okay.
and lower.
Okay.
Because youth, the teen programs I'm allowing 24 kids in because the teens are a lot more, you can tell them something, you
they're
can walk away and you know they're
yeah.
going to kind
right.
of keep, but the 7 and 8 and 9 year olds, they tend butterfly. To get a little spacey. Yeah, butterfly, squirrel, yeah, what'd you say? What was this again?
What am I doing again?
Or they're over there doing push-ups and they're supposed to be doing squats. And you're like, no, you're doing squats, remember? You know? But I love it. I love it. So overnight it was a success. And then the next two programs grew so much that I literally had to rein it in. And then the pandemic hit. But we're starting to back up, obviously. We've already done the last 2 weeks in boxes, testing it out. And it actually has worked pretty well.
Really?
And it has been hard. It has been hard. The 7-year-olds and stuff do their best. They do, but every once in a while, they'll say, hey, it's a lot of, can I go to the bathroom, Coach Tony?
So in your square.
I'm like, you walk direct, you know, and there's a path between them. So I'm like, stay in the path, use the bathroom, make sure you wash, you know, the whole thing.
Yeah.
And they come back out and they jump back in where they want. But they're doing really good. The parents are doing really good.
Good,
but
man.
Obviously, I know it's going to be a whole nother game when we can get back to them because they miss the bags. They love hitting the bags. Kids, I mean, think about
yeah.
it. You show a kid in a gym like that with there's rowing machines and there's bikes and there's bags and there's sliders and there's sleds
they
to push.
Like
and,
yeah.
they just want to do everything.
Yeah.
And ropes, battle ropes.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
You get a kid around battle rope, man, I can get a 7-year-old entertained for like an hour on a battle rope. But yeah, so that's been a difficulty. But I, as you can probably tell from listening to me, I love having fun with kids. We make sure every class we end with some kind of game, some kind of fitness game. And we try to always make it fun. And I've also incorporated my wife, who's a nutritionist, and she gives a 5-minute speech at the end of every class about something about nutrition, basics. We showed them how much sugar is in a soda, and we brought up bags of sugar and showed them, like, okay, here's your recommended sugar allowance for a 7-year-old to 10-year-old, you know, and there's a little bit of sugar in the bottom of a bag. And then we go, now, does anybody in here drink soda? Everybody raised their hand. I go, a Sprite or Coke? And they're like, oh, we would never drink Coca-Cola because that's bad for you. It's got too much sugar. I go, so you're saying Sprites? Don't. No, Sprites are good for you because they're a light-colored soda. Okay. So we pull out the bags and show them how much sugar is just in one soda, and it's almost triple the daily recommended amount for a kid.
Insane. For
one
soda.
One soda.
Wow.
And these kids are drinking 3 to 4 a day.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you guys realize, and I don't want to go too extreme with kids, you know, but soda's sugar's a poison. It really is a poison.
Yeah.
At those levels. At those levels, it's a poison.
I tried to
yeah.
cut myself off 10 days no sugar, like straight no sugar.
And you were going
to
some serious withdrawals,
sweating,
right?
Like,
oh
my
yeah.
God.
Oh,
David
yeah.
only lasted 3 days.
Detox.
He's like, it was nuts.
It's hard. But anyway, and then we've taught them to eat one egg at a time. Like I said to my kids, I had so many parents come back to me this way. They were like, that one egg thing you said has changed my kid. Like, it's weird. He gets up in the morning, and I had to teach him how to cook his own egg because he was mad that I couldn't get down and cook him his egg fast enough. So we challenged them as one of the homework assignments over the weeks. I was like, I challenge you guys, before you eat your cereal or your waffles or your Eggos, whatever kid eats right now,
uh-huh.
I was like, have one whole egg. I'm talking yolk, everything, like the whole egg, have one before you eat it, and then you can eat whatever you want. That's what we're doing with our kids. So we try to slowly transition them, because if you tell them, eat eggs and broccoli every morning, there's no way. It ain't gonna happen, right? So anyway, the parents came back the next week, and they go, my kid is eating eggs now. I can't believe it. And it's because I challenged them, and then we held them accountable, and then we rewarded them the next week if they did it, like with little bracelets and stuff.
Yeah,
we put out the raw and bracelets
yeah.
and stuff. Yeah, yeah. We were like, did anybody eat 3 eggs through the week? And we get it, and I'd be like, here, here's a bracelet. I'm proud of you. You know, throw it out. All of a sudden, now everybody wants to eat 3 eggs. You know what I'm saying? But we do stuff like that all the time. But I love that. And then mindset's the one I'm still working on incorporating in. But I know, as you guys know, going through this pandemic, that mindset is everything.
Yeah.
So that's how it's grown. And then I'm hoping, like I said to you, we're hoping for the advancement of this program to get out and actually moving. The numbers are getting so big.
So what's the ultimate
yeah.
vision?
The
Give
ultimate
us a vision.
Here's the vision. So I want to, by the end of the year, this is the dream here, to get our own location. We're already starting to work that out, where we can make it affordable enough at the location
right.
that we can still keep the prices down. Because my thing is, I know as a kid too, and I had lots of friends as a kid, that price points are real. They really are real. As much as I want to sit here and dream that everybody can afford this amount per month, everybody
right.
can't. And the last thing I want to do is put a dollar amount on health and nutrition for children. That's the last thing I want to do. So that what I try to do all the time, I've been told, I don't know how many times, like, you're way too cheap. You're way too cheap. And I just got it again yesterday three times with we're doing a story somewhere else. And they're like, how much? That's too cheap. You need to be charging more. How are you paying your bills? And so we're working this out, but I would rather get kids in and get them and let them hear my message and let them hear what I'm trying to do at of all levels, income levels. That's what I'm trying to do. But anyway, get them in and open our own place and let them come. At right now, I can only do once a week because we can only work on Saturdays and Sundays through Raw. That's when I can use the time slots that are open.
Right.
But I would like to eventually get this up to twice a week inside the gym, and then who knows? We've tried out park workouts. We've just done park workouts for the last 3 weeks, and they're a huge success. So we get them. They love them. They love them. I mean, it's hot. We start early. We start from 8 to 9, but we purposely set it up where there's a splash pad at the park. So we do an 8 to 9 workout, and everybody wears their bathing suit, and then we go over and we hit the splash pad as a big community. And that's where the kids and the parents really bond. Everybody gets time to kind of just not doing a workout, but just play around the splash pad, you know, run through the water things and things at the park. But it's been a great time. It's been a great time. The vision's growing.
That's so
cool. We
can
get them in and then incorporate that mindset, the nutrition, and that workout in our own location, get more days per week, and then obviously bring the sports teams in and start trying to work with them, not just in the summer, but in the fall as well as preseason, especially with so many people playing year-round sports. I think it could be huge. So,
yeah. Well, especially with not knowing what we're going to be doing with sports.
Exactly.
Just staying effective in the game.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then school's going in the next fall. Like, all three of these coaches said, look, my kids are going nuts. They're going nuts. I mean, athletes especially. Like, that's what you do. And then all of a sudden you're forced to 2.5 months not do anything.
And unfortunately, they're not disciplined to do it on their own,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Yeah,
like, even Damon's
that.
Like, Dad, like, not everybody's ready for soccer right now.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what we're going to do.
Nervous.
Yeah, he even said one of his buddies, like, he's built like this, and he's like, he was huffing and puffing.
But he's one of our
yeah.
Always been last
solid,
year, summer,
right?
solid. And he goes, I've never been this heavy in my life. And I go,
yeah.
Well, let's get you back, man. Let's get
yeah.
you back.
And that's all it is. It's getting back
yeah.
to it. It's just
it
discipline,
really is.
Right?
It really is.
And it doesn't matter. Like, we'll talk about young kids. First of all, I don't care how uncoordinated or unfit your kid is. I believe in HIIT. I believe in HIIT and
too.
Boot camp all day. Just because you give your all, right? And you can stop when you need to.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have a person that's able to watch out and look out for kids,
mm-hmm.
like Tony's dedicated to kids. You can
yeah.
tell that. There's some that are dedicated to certain other individuals, but he's dedicated to kids. He can tell when they're getting a little exhausted or if they can be pushed a little bit more. That's his responsibility, right? So that's how cheap is it to
it's,
like?
Oh, so basically what we're doing is we're starting up our next program, and it's gonna be the second week of July. And it's $89 for 6 weeks.
6 weeks.
Six weeks for $89. So
and
it comes
how many
up,
times?
It's so basically what they do is when you sign up, you choose a weekend class. Okay, so you would choose the Saturday at a 10:30 class. Okay, so for instance, so what you would do is you'd show up all six Saturdays for that 10:30 class. So basically, you're getting six classes for that $89, which comes out to
$15
a class. And I know that daycare alone is hard to get in that price range. I mean, unless you're signing up for some ridiculous 4 days a week or 5 days a week or something like this. But what we're trying to do in addition to that is either we're going to throw in, we're still working the details out, we're going to throw in the virtuals. Virtuals are not popular right now because I think everybody was forced to do it. I even asked some of the kids, I go, would you rather, and they're like, Coach Tony, to be honest, we had to do those so much for school that I'm kind of burnt out from virtuals. So I was like, I can understand that. But like you said, like we were talking about, we throw in those park workouts in between, and those seem to be really, really popular. So we might be throwing in the park workouts as well. But in addition to that, park workouts aren't 100%. So if you're signing up, I'm not promising that.
Right.
We're working on that. But we're definitely going to be throwing in a nutrition piece as well.
That's my next question.
So you're getting nutrition and workouts, and every week you're gonna have a nutrition homework as well. So there's certain things you gotta do. And what we're trying to do is we're trying to teach parents how to support their kids in this journey. Because that's the trick. Say you got an 8-year-old who's completely dedicated. Here I'm in front of them in the class and they wanna learn. They're asking me the questions. They're truly interested, you know? And then they go home and their mother or dad, maybe, I don't wanna say doesn't care, but maybe they have other things they're worrying about.
Yeah.
These assignments, by getting the parent involved as well and holding the parent accountable to help the kid do the homework assignment, I know everybody's like, oh my gosh, nightmares of science projects all over again, right? But no, just minor things, like we're going to try to have you do this with your kid twice a week, or whatever it may be, like I said, the egg thing, or sugar, or just cut one soda. We did that as a challenge once, and it's amazing. A lot of these kids have still stuck with that. They have way less soda because they saw those bags. They keep once they had the visual of that bag of sugar, they was like, I had no idea all that was in that soda. And that's really what it is. It's a lot of negligence, and it's a lot of disillusionment as far as, well, soda's good for you. It's just a sweet drink. No, it's, you know, like, well, sweet drink is like some strawberry, you know, maybe in some water, you know,
right, exactly,
not loaded
right.
with
yeah.
sugar. But yes, that's the thing. So they'd be getting nutrition 100%. They'd be getting the workouts 100%. And then hopefully I'm trying to incorporate this mindset piece. And if they're getting all that for $89 a week, there's, I mean, $89.
Well, $15 for a 1 hour session
yeah.
is like
yeah.
impressive, right?
Yeah.
So
that's when we start the second week of July. So, and then obviously we're starting on the, we're working with some other people to help us get our branding going for our own company and moving from that point. But I'm so excited.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Excited.
That's
and I'm
that's
going back
awesome.
To ballet. I gave that up. So that's the other thing that's kind of freaking my wife out. She's like, seriously? And I was like, I'm not going back. I go, if I'm going to make this dream happen, I've had this dream
Burn
since
the
I was
ships.
A kid, I'm doing
yeah.
it. I'm doing it. I'm going in 100%.
That's awesome.
So I constantly, everybody I come in, I'm like, thank you for the support. Thank you for the support. And then you inviting me to do this, man, I'm like, thank you for the support. Any way I can get my message
man,
out there.
I'd love to hear more. Like, I'd love to have more on there.
Yeah.
I know as Damon yeah. always yeah. talks about.
He loves
is,
it.
Damon's
is,
a good
yeah.
dude, man.
It's the highlight of his week almost.
I love
for real.
And that guy's, he's starting to get yoked.
Yeah, he's getting
starting to get yoked.
Yeah.
He came in, I was like, Damon?
Yeah.
Dang. I mean, he was already pretty ripped up before,
yeah.
but now he's starting
yeah,
to put mass
well
on there.
Yeah.
I was like, are you playing football? He goes, well, it's the same season. So, I mean, he looks like a football player.
Yeah.
Now. Like, he's really impressive.
Yeah, he's looking
We're
good.
Doing chest presses. He's like, hey, Coach Tony, can I get the 40s? And I was like, yeah, let's get the 40s. So I go over and I'm spotting him, and he's just, beefing out those 40s, I'm like, dang. All right, Damon. He said he's been working with you, though. To
yeah.
be real.
He's,
yeah.
No, I've just been pushing him. That's
Good.
It. I just pushed him. Like,
he's
this
solid,
to me, that's my biggest piece. And I'll tell
yeah.
you, if you want to make your kids more confident, I forget about kids, you, if you want to become more confident,
mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, I mean, exercise is a wonderful magic potion.
Yeah.
It is.
100%.
And seeing these kids know that they can actually do a push-up or a pull-up and these kind of accomplishments, it's huge. And even just the confidence level. Like, I talk about mindset all the time. I love getting in Damon's head. He gets mad. I press it. He learns to ignore it. He knows where the on-off switch is, and it makes him more powerful when he
yeah.
goes to where he needs to go.
It really is.
And it's, you know, it's about empowering kids. And I think that, you know, this is important. I think this is like, you don't hear about kids programs too often.
Yeah.
You don't. They
Little
try
that's accessible.
Yeah, they try to do P90X and Insanity, which could cause injury if they're doing it. Because younger kids, athletes,
yes.
they try to go overboard because they're seeing these 40-year-old guys doing it. No, I can be doing
yeah,
it. No, they
right.
can't. And it hurts themselves. You hear it too many times. But do you have an Instagram handle? Do you have
yes.
anything?
Yes, yes. So we're at Raw Fitness Youth. Is the Instagram handle @RawFitnessYouth.
Okay.
@RawFitnessYouth. RawFitnessYouth, and then youth.
It'll be in the description.
Yeah.
Okay,
cool.
It.
And then we also have a website, rawfitnessyouth.com. Okay, so we
Sweet.
Have that going as well. They can definitely check that out. We're obviously switching over from the team mode to the youth classes again, because we just ramped it all up for the team things we just did. So if you're popping on when you hear this right away, give us a few days. We're getting the signups going. We're hoping to have it ready by Friday. I don't know when this is going to air.
No, actually, this will be out next Friday.
Okay, perfect.
Yep.
This will be out next Friday.
Perfect.
So that'll be
perfect.
Good.
So we should have the website ready to go. They can go on there. There's information on there. The signups is readily accessible right there. They can pay however they need to. They have to fill out a waiver, which is all online, and then basically pick their class, and then they show up. All the things are on there. Bring a towel the first day. Bring some water. All those kind of things. But ready to go. Like I said, second weekend of July.
Okay.
And we're going from there. It's
All right.
going to be awesome.
And you do adults as well, too.
Yes,
obviously.
Yes, train adults. So any adults hearing this, obviously, if you have kids, come check Raw Fitness out. Just there's 6 different locations throughout the city. But just type in Raw Fitness on any browser, okay, and you're gonna pop them all up. But just even if we have free trials, I'm not sure if it's, we kind of bounce around on the days, but it's at least a 3-day free trial. Sometimes it's a 5. I'm not sure if it's 3 or 5.
It's an
right
intense,
now.
Man. I'll do
but
it if you do it. I don't know if I can do it.
I think, No. You guys got to come into my class. I will make sure that you make it through
no
the first
superheroes.
Class. I promise.
No superheroes.
I promise. No superheroes. Right. No superhero rule. But yeah, you got. So any adults out there, please come in. You will love it. Every person at Raw is handpicked to be supportive. and to push you in the right ways, and also to know when you've been pushed enough, you know? So that's what we do. But last thing we want anybody to be is be intimidated about fitness, because really it is crucial in today's day and age with what's going on with the food, with fast food restaurants on every corner. It's so accessible to eat crappy. It really is. We all do it, myself included occasionally. But if you can throw in that fitness and start learning the differences between these things, it really can only benefit you going forward. So yes, come on in.
That's awesome. Check them out.
All right. Okay. Please. So we end all of our people with four questions on the hot seat. Okay. You get one pass. Okay. You can only have one pass.
Oh, so, I liked it.
So
okay.
You ready? So we'll start off easy for you. Right. Okay. So I think we already know the answer to this, but, CrossFit or HIIT?
CrossFit or HIIT? HIIT. I'm going to be honest. Should I?
You can do that. Go if you want to.
Okay, I'm not in any way saying anything negative about CrossFit because I done it myself. I did it for a period of 4 months. 4 months, okay? And this is when I was 39 years old, okay? I'm now 44. So I did 39. I loved it. I loved it. The support, the team environment, everything about it. And I'm a former athlete. I played sports my whole life, so I love the intensity of it. The challenge to keep pushing your max PR and your 70% PR and your, you know, all that stuff. I loved it. However, at my age, as I realized just my, and maybe this is me doing the wrong, you know, form at the time or whatever, but my knees, my ankles, my elbows, all my joints, my muscles can handle it. My muscles can handle it, but my joint, all those things couldn't handle it. Whereas that intense weight, the 70% and the 80% and the 90%, like I was like, I'm not trying to... I don't want to put on bulk. I want something a little, and I'm sure CrossFit can modify for that. But I just think the way it's programmed, in my personal opinion, is it's programmed to constantly push you to PR.
It's a strong mind game,
which is great. But I just think for my age, I'm not trying to get weight PRs. I'm more trying to get personal, you know, personal records in the how fit can I do, or how long can I go, or lighter weights,
endurance,
more reps, endurance, exactly. That's kind of more of my game, especially as I age. But CrossFit is awesome. I tell that to everybody. If I was 23, I would be doing CrossFit. Yeah. I would.
Okay.
But HIIT's pretty intense, dude.
All right.
It'll get you there.
Hey, I'm with you.
I love it when a CrossFit guy comes in and goes, I don't think you can work me out. And I'm like, give me an hour.
So any CrossFit guys that want to challenge me, we're like,
yeah,
come on
in.
Okay, got it.
And then challenge me.
Okay, when working out,
yeah,
would you rather be constantly itchy or constantly sticky?
Oh, itchy. I cannot handle sticky. I think I get this from my dad. Oh my gosh. If something sticky is on me, I'm done. I can't do it. But I'd rather be itchy than sticky.
Okay.
Yes.
Next one. You're working out with a workout partner.
Uh-huh.
Rather have terrible BO on your partner, okay, or they throw up on you while you're working out.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, we hit you with the hard questions.
I'm going to pass on that one, man. I don't even know how to answer.
Okay, that's going to be the tough
those
one. Here's the last one.
Man,
that was also the last one, right?
Okay, okay.
You didn't pay your membership bill this month. So you have a choice of drinking 2 liters of your partner's sweat or licking the floor of the gym bathroom stall.
You already passed.
Oh, I should have passed this one, man. Oh, gosh. So 2 liters of your partner's sweat. Or licking the bathroom.
Just one
floor.
Bathroom stall in
like
the gym bathroom.
One full square, just one.
No,
lift.
Yeah,
full,
I'm talking
the full
like,
stall.
Like a full U-turn, like,
the full
like go
stall,
all the way down
full.
By the toilet and then come back.
Yeah, all the way around, every square inch,
oh.
Man.
I think I would attempt the sweat. I probably would. I swear to God,
hey,
I vomit. But
hey,
I'm just
I
letting you
it.
Know, I would attempt the sweat before I would do that.
Okay.
I would be, and especially if I know the dude, I'd be like, man, I love you, bro. Here we go. Oh, God.
What have you eaten lately?
So.
Oh, my. I wouldn't make it, though. I know I'd make it like 2 gulps and I'd be
like,
oh, God. I don't even
know. That's more than I would have done.
So. All right, no, I appreciate it, Tony. Thanks
hey,
for coming on. Thanks for being a good sport on that too, by the way.
Hey,
and,
sure.
Hey, follow him. I'm telling you, hey, I have a testimony on Tony through my son, so I might even step into Raw Fitness, maybe. Okay, I gotcha.
Hey, you just said it on the air, so I can push now.
So I got it. Right. Hey, follow the links. Hey, download, share, give this to anyone. I've heard a lot of success stories of Raw Fitness from a lot of my wife's friends and so forth. So I encourage you to get on. Thank you, and most of all, this is Next Level Mindset, baby. Remind you to chase greatness, find phenomenal, and dominate the day. Till next time.